Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
I met an appraiser at one of my listings the other day. We put it under a contract for a very high price for that particular home. Now, you've heard me discuss the importance of appraisers and appraisals on the sale of real estate. So let me remind you of what I was discussing. There's a buyer for every home, and the buyer and the seller will agree to terms. But if there's a loan involved, the buyer's borrowing money from a bank, let's say, which is 98% of purchases in our area. Maybe it's 90%, actually. It's closer. I think it's 10% are cash now. So 90% are financed. That's still the majority, right? So if there's two buyers, essentially the buyer themselves, and then the bank who's, quote, buying the idea of lending money on that property at the price that the buyer is paying, then you have two different considerations in purchasing. You have the emotional purchase that the buyer makes. They fall in love with the house, the yard, the location, the value that we sell them on. The bank is much more regimented in what they can consider. It's the bricks and the sticks. It's the mortar. It's the size of a space. It's the age of a home, the improvements that have been made. It's the size of the lot, the square footage, those kinds of things. And the school district plays in there as well. Well, if the bank comes in and tells the buyer that the property's not worth what they're paying, the buyer has the option of killing the contract, which we don't want, right? Sometimes they'll come in and say that the value is something less than the purchase price, in which case the seller and the buyer may negotiate to some middle ground. I had a townhome that I sold in Gaithersburg, Maryland, that sold for $371,000. Now, that really was the highest sale price in that neighborhood in Hadley Farms, probably in 5 or 6 years, for that model on Tigert. That was a great sale. And I knew I would be facing a probable problem with the appraisal, and in fact did. Now, I didn't have multiple offers to try to negotiate the appraisal contingency out of the contract. Well, the appraisal came in, fortunately, I felt very good about it, for $5,000 less than the sales price. Now, that's still less than what my seller would have gotten if the appraiser had come in at full price. And we negotiated it very well with the buyer agent. And my seller came down $3,000. The buyer came up $2,000 out of their pocket to make up the difference. So they cured the deficiency with $2,000 out of their pocket, the buyer did, and the seller cured $3,000 out of their pocket by reducing the price. So we'll settle in the next week, and everybody will be happy, and we'll all settle fine. But still, providing the information to the appraiser is imperative in a real estate transaction unless the appraisal is non-contingent. There's no contingency on the appraised value. What happens now with appraisals? Hey, history has shown that homeowners typically value their home at a higher price point than appraisers. And as the housing market is evolving, these opinions were beginning to inch closer to reaching a point of equilibrium up until last month when the gap widened. Okay, so what homeowners think their houses are worth and what they're actually worth are slightly off nationally. And the gap between owner estimates and real appraisals widened in February for the first time in 6 months. And while homeowner values increased 1.51% in February and rose 3.89% year over year nationally, appraised values were almost 2% lower than homeowner expectations. And that according to Quicken Loans, meaning the property sold for more, the appraisals came in for less, and the appraisers kept the feet on the ground on those sales. Now, there's always going to be a sale that will blow everything up, like a house that I sold a couple of weeks ago in Chevy Chase on Leland. The house I listed for $1,088,000 was sold it for $1,225,000. That is so far above where the market value is. The appraisal, by the way, the sale was not contingent on the appraisal. The appraisal came in for a lot less than the sale price, I believe, based on the worried emails that I got from the buyer agent. Now, she knew that there was no contingency, but she was concerned that her buyer was going to freak, okay? And I can understand why. But the reality is the value was there. The buyer saw the value at the price that they paid. And the other buyers who were interested also saw the value. So because the bank doesn't see the value, should that hurt you? Well, it shouldn't, but it does if there's a contingency on the appraisal. Now, that sale, though, for that street does something important in that it establishes a new benchmark of value that other sellers can enjoy on the way up. Where I'd sold a home across the street from this for $900,000 2 years ago, and it was torn down and somebody built a new home, probably a $1.8 million home on top of a $900,000 lot, that property, you know, maybe now would sell for $950 as a teardown because of the sale of the property that we just sold for $1,225,000. So appraisals sometimes get demolished by new sale prices that throw the appraisal out the window. And other times it can kill a transaction. I've had several sales die because the appraisal came in so much lower than the sale price. In one case, we had a $400,000 home that appraised for $80,000 less, and we were not able to appeal the appraisal because of the kind of financing the buyer was going to get. The only option my client had was to lower the price to the appraised value or put the house back up for sale. Really tough. But we knew we were going to have trouble because the neighborhood really was closer to three than to four, but the sellers had put in so much more. You know, I could sell the value. Unfortunately, we didn't have multiple contracts to drive the appraisal contingency out, which I'll take you back now to putting houses on the market and selling them in 8 days, which 35% of my homes sell that way. If we put a house on the market properly, we can drive people's attention to the property and throw the appraisal out the window. Last week, I sold a home that was a $340,000 single-family home with multiple offers. We had over half a dozen offers on the property and got way over the list price and got the appraisal waived. I've had homes at $800,000 sell for $900,000 with the appraisal waived. As I just mentioned, one for $1,088,000 that sold for $1,225,000. It can happen, and it happens a lot because of the way we put a home on the market. If you're worried about where your value is, you're not sure how to place your house on the market correctly to get the most and highest price, then give me a call. Let me discuss how I can help you. Even if you're a year off and you want to get ready to sell your home, you call me toll-free and we'll get back to you. We'll even come out and give you a free competitive market analysis of your home to help you understand our timing strategy, marketing strategy, and improvement strategy. So what are the things that will make you the most money? You want that? Okay, remember my number then, 800-900-9104. Toll-free number. You can call it from anywhere, and we'll get back to you. We have offices in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia at the Eric Stewart Group, and I've got a fantastic, very talented team of realtors that work for me that I've very carefully taken through training. Very happy to have Terry Labui join me. She is a tenured veteran with hundreds of sales under her belt, and she's joined me in Virginia. If you're interested as an agent and thinking, you know, if you're listening, you're an agent, you think, actually, I'd love to be a part of something like that, please contact us. Same toll-free number, just ask for Robert at 800-900-9104. All right. Well, in a minute, I'll be back with more of the Senior Moments right here on the Eric Stewart Show, so don't go away.